Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this second day of the camp, we have the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It was after Pentecost when some of the Jews who converted to the Catholic Church decided to build a shrine on Mount Carmel in Palestine in honor of Mary, Mother of God. They went to pray there together several times a day, and this was the start of the Carmelite order. Many years later, these followers were being persecuted, so Our Lady appeared to Saint Simon Stock and gave him the brown scapular, promising her protection to all those who would wear this blessed habit. Our second shrine of today is the depiction of that glorious event of Our Lady giving the scapular to Saint Simon. And she promised that not only would they who receive this garment be protected in life, but they would also be helped by Our Lady in death, and after their death, she would bring them to heaven. Our today's Old Testament saint is named Jael, another woman who fearlessly defeated her enemy. Jael saved the northern nation of Israel, but she herself was not one of the chosen people of God. She belonged to the tribe called Kenites, who were coppersmiths and metal workers. They did not mingle with the Israelites, but lived in the Promised Land, maintaining their distinct lifestyle. The Israelites, on the other hand, started to worship idols, so God punished them by sending the king of Canaan to war with Israel. The attack was led by the general named Sisera, so in this way the story is quite similar to that of yesterday's Assyria and Holofernes. Fearing for the fate of their country, the Israelites asked advice from a judge named Deborah, who was a good and pious woman. She called a man named Barak and told him that God would give victory to Israel if he would lead the army. But Barak was timid and did not dare to go unless Deborah would come with him. So Deborah told him that victory will not be attributed to Barak, but Sisera will be killed by the hand of a woman. When Sisera saw the troops of Barak, he was frightened and retreated. Barak's army of Israelites defeated the enemy troops, but Sisera escaped and sought refuge from the lands of Haber of the Kenite tribe. Haber's family was pious, and they lived in a recluse land away from the Israelites, because he was disgusted about the idol worship of the Israelites. When Sisera arrived, Haber was out, but his wife, Jael, came to him and asked him to come in and rest a while. Sisera was exhausted from fleeing. He asked some water, and Jael gave him milk, and also gave him a blanket to rest upon. Jael was very good of keeping the household. She stayed home and took care of Haber's house when he was out farming or trading in the marketplace. The house of hers was not really a house, but a tent, or tabernacle, as the Douay Bible calls it. These tents of the Kenites were huge. They were places of living, not of camping. Their tents could be 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, and the ropes and the nails were very big. The wind would work the tent nails loose, and the people living in them had to pound them back into the ground over and over. When Sisera fell asleep from exhaustion, Jael took one of the nails of her tent and a hammer. Then, sneaking silently to sleeping Sisera, she carefully placed her nail on the temples of Sisera's head so that he would not awake, and then with one big stroke hit the nail with the hammer, piercing the nail through Sisera's head fast into ground, and that was the end of evil Sisera. When Barak came pursuing after him, Jael went out to meet him and said, "Come, and I'll show you the man you're seeking." And when Barak came into the tent of Jael, he saw Sisera lying there dead, and the nail of Jael fastened in his temples. The evil king was so humiliated that his general was killed by a woman, that his own subjects rebelled and overthrew him. Girls, did you notice in the story how timid Barak was? Today's gospel tells us to hear and keep the word of God. God's prophetess Deborah called Barak and told him, "Our Lord God of Israel hath commanded thee, go and lead an army, and I will bring unto thee Sisera and his chariots and all the multitude, and will deliver them in thy hand." God chose Barak to lead the attack, but he hesitated, so the greatest victory of defeating the enemy was denied of him, and his place was given to Jael. Yesterday, Judith taught you how to appear yourself modest according to the standards of a Catholic girl. Today, your girls should learn to imitate this holy woman Jael by being humble and obedient in home, not only to the word of your heavenly Father, but also to your father in home, like Jael did take good care of her husband's tent when he was gone. You also have Our Lady's protection and intercession if you ask her help to make you loving girl of your father and mother. Unfortunately, most modern girls treat their parents very disrespectfully, like they were mere air. Recently in the airplane, I read the American Way magazine, and there was an editorial written by a father. This man had two daughters, 9-year-old Maddie and 6-year-old Lily. He wrote that when he recently got home from a long work-related trip, 6-year-old Lily came all happy and excited to welcome him home with a gleeful shout, "Daddy!" But he took notice how the older daughter, the 9-year-old Maddie, stayed in other room playing Minecraft on her iPad. He wrote how he walked into the room where she was playing and announced his presence, saying, "Hi honey, Daddy's home." "Hey Dad," she says without looking up. "I missed you," I say, while staring at her, hoping she'll take her eyes off the game and come give me a giant hug like she did when she was Lily's age. "Missed you too," she says, and the game goes on. Girls, listening the words and commands of both your Heavenly Father and your father in home is one of the most crucial marks of a Catholic girl. Both the warning of Barak and of the sad incident recorded by this neglected father show that it is humility and obedience to the word of God and to the word of your parents what makes you a good Catholic girl. One who neglects to hear these words hardens his, or in this case her, heart to the true appreciation which a child should show to his or her father. This same father wrote in the same column how saddened he was that the same reason, the desire to work and make a good living to his family, was the reason he was now neglected. This incident with Maddie was not isolated, he wrote, although it hurt more than most. "To be fair, I've been on the road a lot these days. it's hard for me to leave home, much like it was for my dad, much like it's been for every working parent in the history of ever. It's because I've been on the road so much that Lily was overjoyed when her daddy returned. Yet it's this same frequency of travel that may have hardened Maddie. Girls, this story of jail should give you a lesson how immensely good is the work the fathers do outside home and the work mothers do at home. You should see in it how God can use you in a mighty way, even if you only do your simple things in home, like cleaning, watching your siblings, doing dishes, cooking, or things like that. And remember that even though your parents have big power over you to command you to do whatever they want you to do, you also have immense power over your mom and dad. As the Bible says, a son ill thought is the confusion of the father, and a foolish daughter shall be to his loss. As you just heard, an ungrateful child is a source of great hurt to her father. Never despise neither the work nor the commands of your mom and dad, because otherwise you earn, or rather draw down upon you, this biblical title of a foolish daughter. Also, show your gratitude of all the hard work your mother does, that she could provide a good life for you. That is the norm of a Christian family, that father works outside the home to provide food and shelter for his family, and mother stays at home, or in jail's case, in tent, to look after the things father provides. You girls have the immense power to impact this world's generations of becoming women of a Catholic home. Just look at Jael. She used the strength and things she had on hand. She used the food in her kitchen. She used the tools she had, her hammer and her tent nail. And look how God used her. She was not cruel. She waited until her enemy had fallen asleep with exhaustion, and only then quickly and efficiently ended his cruel days. In the same way as drunken Holofernes, of whom we heard yesterday, Sisera never knew what hit him. And what a blessing Jael got from God. She had her name put into Holy Bible forever. You see, girls, you don't have to go out to work somewhere outside the home to do the work of God. And this work of God you can already start by making your parents and their guests comfortable in your home. Always help your mother in her plans to make your home comfortable, and do not try to play the star of your household, like everything and everyone should center around you. Remember the example of Jael, who did her household duties carefully and with care. If she had not had her star moment with Sisera, sent by God, we would know nothing about her. She, like Blessed Virgin Mary, was quiet and went unnoticed by the world, but because of her fidelity, God made her name glorious and raised her into sainthood. And that's how you should seek sanctity as well, in humility and obedience to your parents. I was once discussing with one of our priests about the children of one of our mission families. The other priest mentioned one girl of that family, whom he said he really knew nothing about, because she is always so quiet, and it was hard for him to tell what kind of character she had. I know this girl whom my priestly colleague was talking about, and I said that it is true, she is very quiet, sticks to her role, helps in home, minds her own business, and stays away from adults' way, which means she is exactly like a well-mannered, good Christian girl should be. You see, fathers and mothers and priests look at you and they do appreciate your work in home and in school, even if they don't always express that in words. If you act like a good Catholic girl, quietly and humbly doing your duty, don't be depressed if you never get a word of thanks of your effort. It most likely means that you do an excellent job. We adults are funny creatures in a way that usually we always find some time to offer reproaches for your bad behavior, but most of the time stay silent when you act well. Please forgive us for this fault of ours. It does not mean we don't care or take no notice of you, but we fathers, mothers, teachers, and priests, we know you well, and we do appreciate your good work. But even if we will occasionally miss all the help you offer for us in home and in school, make sure that not a single good deed of yours goes unnoticed from your Heavenly Father. The story of Jael tells you girls to love your everyday humble duties, and it's because of her humility that the Holy Scripture sings her praise. Blessed among women be Jael, and blessed be she in her tabernacle. To him that asked water she gave milk, and in the dish of princes she offered butter. Her left hand she put to the nail, and her right hand to the smith's hammer, and struck Sisera, seeking in his head a place for the wound, and piercing valiantly through his temple. Between her feet he fell, he failed and died. He was rolled before her feet, and he lay without life and miserable. So perish all thine enemies, O Lord, but they that love thee, as the sun shineth in his rising, so let them glitter. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.